أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم. صدق الله العظيم.
Yesterday we started the discussion on Surah Al-Hujurat, which appears in the 26th juz of the Quran. The opening verse of Surah Al-Hujurat, as we have discussed, that the main focus and the theme of this surah is with regards to etiquette, adab. Continuing with that same topic of etiquette and adab, as we very famously hear quoted in the Urdu language, ba adab ba naseeb, be adab be naseeb, bad adab bad naseeb. That person who's got etiquette, for him is a great sheikh. That person who does not have etiquette, then he has lost a great amount of goodness and fortune. So the respect and etiquette is something. The first verse had to do with respect. Ulama explain that respect is something that should not be demanded. Rather, it is something that is earned. Now, how do our children learn this etiquette? Is when we will showcase respect and etiquette to people around us in society. That is what they will learn from us. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, one day he saw two people walk in, and he saw that from the two there was a relationship, but he was not sure. So he called the younger person and he asked him, "Ma hadha mink? You walk in with this man, who is he to you?" He says, "Hadha abi." He says, "That's my father." Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, "Oh my lad, oh my youngster, since that is your father, some very important principles you need to keep in mind. Number one, لا تسميه باسمي. Such a high level and standard of respect you need to have. Don't ever mention your father by name. Don't ever call him by his name. Don't even mention him by name. Number two, ولا تمشي أمامه. Don't even walk in front of your father. ولا تجلس قبله. If you go to a seating area, your father should take his seat first, then after that should you take your seat. So this was something exemplified in the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In today's, the second verse and the third verse of Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, addressing us with the same quality of iman, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O those of you that have brought iman. A lesson again, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, is an address of love. Number two, that our a'mal and adherence to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in due proportion to the strength of iman. If we strengthen our iman, then to follow any of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become very easy. And this is the demand of iman, that we obey this command or prohibition of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم. Do not raise your voice فوق صوت النبي, above the voice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ولا تجهروا له بالقول, nor should you speak to him in a very loud voice. كجهر بعضكم لبعض, like how you would speak to each other in loud voices. So there's two things addressed to Sahaba radiallahu anhum and also to us. That لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Don't speak louder than Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you, meaning in his presence, you speak to each other, don't raise your voice above his, and don't talk to him in a loud voice. Ulama explain and say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the rights of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this also can refer to the heirs of the inheritance or the heirs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the ulama in today's day and age, that the same law will apply even to the ulama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sounds a very severe warning, that if you are not going to adhere to this simple command of lowering our voices, أن تحبط أعمالكم, lest your أعمال will be nullified, lest your أعمال and your good deeds will be cancelled. وأنتم لا تشعرون, and you will be unaware, you would not even know, you will be oblivious of the fact that you are losing the reward of your good deeds. Why? Speaking loud in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or speaking to him loudly, this is tantamount to disrespect to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And disrespect to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will lose the reward of your good deeds. Now the question is, none of us have any gauge. How are we going to know whether we're losing the reward of our good deeds? A sign of that, ulama explain, how would a person know that he's losing the reward of his good deeds? Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give him the tawfiq to continue the good deeds he's doing at present. Sometimes a person has got that stint and he's waking up for the tahajjud salah. Then comes a time in his life, he just can't get up, can't find that strength to wake up. Or maybe we're spending in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a time comes, now we're being a little bit, we're holding back, we're not spending, we're worried, we're concerned of our investments. Maybe this is a possibility of disrespect shown to some person in society, so we cannot perpetuate with any good deed. And number two, أن تحبط أعمالكم, the reward of your good deeds being lost, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give a person the tawfiq and the ability to make tawbah for his evil, for his evil or whatever he has done. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, and a person does not even know that he's falling prey to this sin and this vice. When this verse was revealed, such was the respect or the awe and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum's practice on this ayah, that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when this verse was revealed, he mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Wallahi la ukallimuk illa ka akhi sirar. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such a severe warning in this verse. From today, when I talk to you, I'm going to whisper. Umar radiallahu anhu used to talk so softly, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to tell him, please raise your voice, I cannot hear what you are saying. So that was the Sahaba radiallahu anhum understood that Quran was revealed for them. The hadaf, the target was me, myself. So that's Sabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu, is Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He naturally was rafi'u sawt. He had a loud voice. Ayat is revealed. He stops attending the majalis and the gatherings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he notices his absence. He sends certain Sahaba radiallahu anhum, go to his house and find out whether he's okay. He needs some assistance. They come to his house, they knock on the door. O Thabit, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is finding out you're not coming to the majlis. He has noticed your absence. So Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu says, "Ana min ahli nar, ana min ahli nar. I am from the people of Jahannam. The ayat has been revealed. It's about me. I know I have a natural loud voice, but Allah is saying your good deeds will be nullified. So I fear the cancellation and my good deeds being lost. So I rather sit at home." So they come back, they report to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "No, go back to him. Bal huwa min ahli al-jannah. Tell him he's from the dwellers of Jannah. This ayah is not for him. It's for people who deliberately disrespect Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His natural loud voice is not causing any taklif. Tell him to come back to the majlis." So the lesson, and then eventually he comes back to the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, attends all the programs. So the lesson is that the Quran was revealed and they understood it's a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadaf number one is ourself. The first person and target is myself. We don't listen to bayans, we don't attend majalis, so we can rectify the ummah. No, we rectify ourselves first. In the third verse of Surah Al-Hujurat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ, verily those people who lower their voices, عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning they adhere to this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that lower your voice, so they immediately implement this in their lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. They are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested their hearts for taqwa. Tested their hearts means Allah has selected their hearts to be a vessel of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purified their hearts for taqwa, for Allah consciousness. The moment an ayah is revealed, they understand this ayah is revealed for me, and they immediately bring it into practice. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, and a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. That whatever has happened in the past, you have understood your mistake and your folly. You make in tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm most ready to forgive you. وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, and due to you practicing on this command immediately, spontaneously, لَهُمْ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, a great reward awaits those people who practices. Now this ayah can even be applied by each one of us. It's important for us also, visiting the Haramain Sharifin, going to Medina Munawwara, be very careful, cautious, wary of the fact that that is the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah, we believe that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive in his grave. Therefore in the masjid, do not raise our voices even when talking to each other. And when making the salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be very composed in our voices. Do not scream out the salam, and have the utmost level of respect and etiquette in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq wa akhir da'wana. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.